long term, does the implication of closing the ability of British Line to switch to Charing Cross, of closing that switch, two things about the implication. Does it have any implications for trains, say, from Lewisham to go into Cannon Street, the switch in the opposite direction, as it were? But perhaps more fundamentally, does it have any implications for ability to react to an emergency closure of Cannon Street? If, say, there's a fire or a bomb threat in Cannon Street, would you still be able to deal with it?
That's been, to be honest, our issue about the track layout at London Bridge, which is when there is disruption, and that's a good example, if you've got Cannon Street closed, would you be able to do something with the trains? The answer is yes, you could. Because there will be crossovers that will be there to allow that to happen. What you can't do is to plan that in on a regular timetable basis, because pathways don't exist. There's a very different thing between the theory of the timetable as written in terms of pathways and what you can actually do on the day to get out of trouble. Effectively, crossovers have been taken out based on the theory of the plan. We've got them put back in based on the reality of running on the day. So the ability to divert Cannon Street trains in an emergency onto other tracks was critical from our point of view. It'll have a huge impact on performance. You know, you'll end up with lots of trains running late, but you will end up with lots of people getting to London rather than not being able to get there at all. So that's that one. In terms of Lewisham, effectively, I mean, the big part of the Thames Link was delivered at Easter, which was actually building another track to enable you to go from Lewisham towards the Charing Cross line, so doubling the Tanners Hill fly down. That was delivered by Network Rail very successfully, I have to say, over a 4-day Easter blockade. So effectively, from Lewisham, you can go to either Cannon Street or Charing Cross, and there is more capacity now to get from Lewisham towards both routes, or certainly towards Charing Cross, because it was always quite difficult, because the flyover that takes you over the fast line was only a single track. It's now two tracks.
Applies both to the short term, the transition, and the long term. What are your plans to publish the evidence in terms of the magnitude of these trade-offs and the underlying reasons for those trade-offs? So that, okay, we accept that there will be trade-offs and some of us may lose out, but we need to be satisfied.
As a franchisee, that's not our bag. That's not our bag to sit and opine on the relative benefits one way or t'other of any particular situation, particularly in relation to a major programme like this. That's a matter which the DfT will take into account. So really it's a question that needs to be directed to them, not to us, because it's their timetable specification, both in the short term and in the longer term as well. What I do know is that they are actively taking into account the views, and will actively, as they always do, into account the views and concerns and interests of stakeholders in making those decisions. That's the process they adopt when they're developing long-term timetables. Passenger Focus will put their views forward as well on behalf of stakeholders as well. And there is, I think, now a fairly well-developed process of developing timetable specifications with far more input from stakeholders than there probably ever has been. It'll be perfect, but it is a process which at least does now listen to those views.